Hey Huns, are you ready for a summer of greatness? This summer, Strongbow's partnering with us HunsNet to bring you the best Pride season ever. We're hitting the road, sprinkling some Strongbow greatness in the only way we know how. London, Manchester, get ready for the ultimate Pride warm-up parties at the Strongbow Takeabout brunches presented by HunsNet and hitting your cities over Pride weekends. Oh yeah, and don't forget, Strongbow's back for Fabuloso in the Park at Brighton and Hove Pride for one massive party at the Strongbow Stage of Greatness. So get involved, tell your friends, tell everybody, and make Pride season the best season ever with Strongbow and HunsNet. Over 18s only, please enjoy Strongbow responsibly. For more information, visit bedrinkaware.co.uk. Yes, welcome back to another episode of That's So Hun with me, Gareth, aka HunsNet, aka Head Hun, aka That Bloke from HunsNet, aka whatever you fucking want it to be. And I'm here this week, once again, she made it through last week, she's back. It's my fabulous co-hostess with the ghostess. You'll see why I said that.
Oh, spooky, ooky, I like that.
It's the fabulous from RuPaul's Drag Race Season 3, UK, something. Electra Vince!
Yay! It is moi, everybody. I feel French today.
Do you?
It's very moi. It's
moi.
Is it moi? Yes.
No.
Oh, no, that's we. Yes, it is. Great start. Well done. Right.
If you joined us on last week's episode, you'll know that every week we are breaking down Hun culture for the Hun initiated. So if you know what Hun culture is, then you kind of know. But if you don't know what Hun culture is, then this is the podcast to find out why Gail Platt, the Saturday's Megamix, jeans and a nice top, and a glass of fizzy rosé all live so perfectly in the one world together. And you can't explain it because it's just so Hun. Now, Electra. Just a quick reminder that this podcast is sponsored by Strongbow, and we're going on tour with Strongbow this year. Where are we going, Electra?
We are going on tour for the Summer of Greatness with Strongbow, and we're going to Manchester.
Manchester Pride.
London.
London Pride.
And the one, the only, Brighton.
Yes, we're going to be at Brighton Pride for Fabuloso in the Park at Brighton and Hove Pride, actually, with the Strongbow Stage of Greatness. Keep up to date with everything Strongbow Stage of Greatness on this podcast and also on our socials. Now, Electra, it's been a good week.
It has, hasn't it?
Yeah, I've just come back from the Ollie Bobs.
I know, you've got a tan, Babs.
I look like David Dickinson, but without the wig. Does he wear a wig?
You do look a bit David Dickinson, actually.
Thank you, thank you. Whereas you look like an antique.
Speaking of antiques.
Oh, yes, and if you didn't know, Electra run...
Electra, oh, God, nearly took my teeth out.
Electra run the marathon once. Anyway, this episode, we're going to be talking about the essence of Hun. And particularly Hun sense. And to help us discuss this week from the dead spooky, really quite spooky and dead scary podcast, the hit podcast Ghost Huns, please welcome Hannah and Susie!
Hello! Yay! Yes.
Stunning.
How are you, Huns?
How are you?
Very good. How's things all Ghost Huns?
Oh, it's ghosty and it's funny.
It's scary as fuck. Yeah.
Is it?
I swear.
You can swear.
Oh, right, sorry.
You just did. You could swear.
Yeah. I can swear.
Scary. It is scary as fuck.
Yeah,
actually.
And you live in a haunted house.
I live in a haunted
house. Is your house still haunted? Because weren't you staying something when I did your episode? There was a haunted situation in your house. Haunted, or have you just moved into the same house?
Well, we stayed at Hannah's house that was haunted.
Yeah, we've also done so many Ouija boards. We're just riddled.
Yeah, we are riddled with ghosts.
Yes. Yeah. We're just, like, whatever the STI is for ghosts, that's what we've got.
Ghosteria.
Ghosteria. Spookphilia.
Oh.
That sounds warty, actually.
That's a good drag name.
Spookphilia. Now, please welcome to the stage. It's Spookphilia. Now, for anybody who's been living under a rock and doesn't know what Ghost Huns is, tell us about your podcast Ghost Huns and the premise of it and why it's ghosty and why it's honey.
We decided to do it because we are Huns.
You are?
We're Huns.
Look at the nails.
And we look
it
at our nails.
It came about over brunch.
That's such a good point.
Yeah, all like we were drinking champagne and we were just getting absolutely
in Balham.
In Balham. at a place called Heidi's.
Heidi's?
Yeah. Heidi. Oh my God, we love Heidi and Megan.
Yes.
But we like Heidi. And we were just getting pissed. Yeah. And we were just talking about how we love ghosts.
Yeah.
I love you.
And what I really... Well, do you know what? We had a sign there and then. Because we were talking about an old ghost story. Have you heard about it before? Where the dog is the licking dog. The woman's hand.
Oh, yeah.
And it turns out that she goes into the bathroom and the dog's dead. Yeah. And she's like, who the fuck let me in?
And then but it was me under
then
the
then we were sat there getting pissed and then a dog came up and just licked Susie's hand.
Shut up.
Honestly, yes. As we were saying it,
but
how mad
when
is that?
We told the owner the story, they were like, get the fuck away
yeah,
from
we
my
don't
dog.
Care,
the owner
yeah.
was like,
scary bitch.
The yeah. owner was like, we don't have a dog.
Yeah,
yeah. No, she was like, please leave. I want you nowhere near me and my pet. Thank
yeah,
you.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
So it's just, it's just telling ghost stories. And talking about skincare, really, isn't it?
Yeah, skincare, nail care, hair care, and a Ouija board, and yeah. a seance, and a few scary stories.
I love it.
And, yeah. it's, and it goes out weekly, yeah?
Goes out weekly, every Tuesday.
Every Tuesday, so make sure you check it out. It's filmed, so you can watch it, you can listen to it, you can engage with it however you want.
However you want. Send us some mad messages.
Some mad messages.
We get about, yeah. I would say, about 15 ghost stories a day.
Yeah.
Sent to you?
Yeah. And like it's so overwhelming, we can't go through all of it. Sometimes I'll click on one and it'll be like, oh my God, my boyfriend murdered someone. I'm like, I don't want to do that.
Wait, what?
Yeah, yeah, we have actually had that.
Honestly.
Are there any like ghost huns? Like yeah. me and Gareth were talking about this. Yeah. When if a hun right, dies,
yeah,
do they change their outfit into like an old maiden type of outfit? Or do they stay in the jeans and then I stop and go, woo?
Yeah, so we had this conversation that like, say if some, like if a hun unfortunately died in like 2004, you know, like in like ghosts, like we think of ghosts walking around in Victorian clothes, haunting yes. like hallways. Do you think in 100 years time, somebody's going to be haunting somebody in a pair of bootcut jeans, strappy heels and an alternate top?
Yeah, I hope so.
Can you really imagine? Hope so.
They would look quite spooky because the amount of eyeliner I was wearing in 2004. Looked like the Scream yeah, mask
yeah.
anyway.
Yes, with the Dream Matte Mousse.
With the do you know what? And I wanted to bring the Dream Matte Mousse in as my item, but I couldn't find any.
Dream Matte Mousse is just this thing that has just permeated hun culture and our skin for the last number of years.
I ditched Dream Matte Mousse a lot later than I care to admit.
seen it in your fucking bag.
It's like last week. I was like, no, now enough's enough.
What do you think is the honeyest skincare then?
It's got to be...
Anything dewy.
Dewy.
Very, yeah, got to be dewy.
Anything dewy.
To make you look like you've got the Echo White.
We do like a dewy.
We love a dewy complexion.
So, every week on the podcast, we ask our guests to bring in something or show us something or tell us something that they think or is so hun. So, tell us what you've brought that you think is so hun.
Well, Gareth... I've brought you Lime and Mint Kitchen Cleaner by Arkim.
Arkim, this is this the Poundland special?
Yes, it's her Poundland range.
Listen.
Is this still on sale?
So I think that's actually limited edition. And actually, you're really lucky I've got it in today. Because you said it was Hun Essence, right?
Yeah.
This is, yeah, Lime and Mint.
Lime and Mint.
Can't just get that any old fucking place.
And you've definitely used that.
Because it's hard. Like,
did you smell me when I came in?
Yeah. Can I
have a little spritz?
I want to hear the story, though, behind this.
Don't stick that on.
That'll make you dewy, that, as
That'll
well.
Make you dewy.
It's gorgeous,
that smells
isn't
like,
it?
Why is my leg burning?
Yeah, cleaning products gorgeous, are definitely hun, but when they're endorsed by somebody from hun culture, that takes them right up
Kim
the chart.
Wilde. Is it Kim Wilde?
Kim Woodburn.
Kim Woodburn. Is she an H3 woman?
No, that's Sam Fox.
Kim
Wilde was with the kids in America.
Song is hun as well, that actually.
Why should I say? I would have... Yeah, Kim Woodburn, legend.
She's wild, but it's Kim Woodburn.
She says she is wild.
She puts on the front, hello, my loves. And if it's got a little speech bubble, then, you know.
So cleaning products are definitely hun. Are you Zaflora addicts?
I've never used it.
Have you not? No, have you ever cleaned your house?
I'll be honest, I don't. I don't live on my own, so I just get all the... It's bad, isn't it?
No, that's fine.
I don't think I've done a wash in 18 months.
That's fine.
What the fuck?
I don't wash my own clothes.
Jesus. Who does that then?
to my mum.
Oh, I love that.
Yesterday, I was saying to my mum, I was like, listen, I've got big plans to become rich, right?
Okay.
Because that is all we want in life, isn't it?
Yeah,
we just
money.
We just want money. And to be great to our loving fans, thanks so much. And I was like, why don't, when I get rich and I've got my house and my pool and stuff, you move in.
Who's rich and pay you rent so you can get richer.
No, no, I don't want them to pay me rent. Yeah. I just want them to do me washing. That's all I want.
Oh, I live in...
And you said that your mum really is very nice. Good at washing.
She's amazing.
Yeah, well, if they're good at it.
And she won't let me. I pop it in and it'll be gone.
Yeah.
She's like a little like laundry ghost. She's like just like...
I could do with her, to be honest. Yeah,
she's fab.
Is she taking on any extra shifts?
Yes, she's fab.
Yeah. Will she travel from stroke? Can I come?
No, she's fab, my mum is. And I can't... I just don't clean anymore because
she's there for
why
me.
Would you?
Yeah, I know. It's
take
just,
it easy.
I mean, look at these nails.
Put your feet yeah. up.
You can't clean with these nails.
Have we influenced you? You know, knowing that Kim Woodburn or Kim Wilde has got a cleaning
Kim
range.
Wilde. I would like a collab between Kim Wilde and Kim Woodburn.
Yeah. Oh god!
I'm gonna if that's still on sale, I'm gonna get just for the where is it?
Well, here, lime and mint as well. That
just
sounds
for
like
the
a good
aesthetics of it.
Tea.
Look at that. There she is.
What about you, Susie? Are you a cleaner or are you living...
Am I a cleaner? Yeah, I'm a cleaner. Yeah, in my spare time. It's a lot of cleaning.
You do look quite clean, Susie.
Do I?
Yeah, you do. Yeah, you're giving off.
Glowing. Dewy.
Dewy and clean.
Dewy and clean.
Stinking a lemon and
yeah,
sage.
Yeah, no,
she's really
no
a dirty
fishy
bitch.
Scents over here. good. Yeah, no, I clean.
Yeah.
I've cleaned in my time, Gareth. Yeah. What about you?
Been all around the worktops and everything.
Yeah. I'm using my lime and mint, mate.
I go in cycles.
Bleach free. Look at
I
that.
Go in cycles with
her.
My cleaning. I mean, I live in a very clean house, but I get it to a point of like, oh, I've got to do it now.
Yeah.
Like, I don't like mess and everything like that, but I will let the mess, like, it's not that, like mess, you know, I'm not talking about like, you know, Britain's greatest hoarder or anything like that. I'm talking about, you know, the keys on the table, your bag on the table, everything like that.
Yeah.
I'll let that pile up for about 5 days, and then that before we get the pod recorded, I get a lecture round for because she's such a scrubber. What about you? Are you living in squalor or lecture?
No.
You've done a marathon. You shouldn't be doing any cleaning.
I've done what?
Yeah. Oh my god!
I know.
What's that?
It's just a little, you know, rose gold medal. You know,
rose gold.
It's rose gold.
Which
feel the weight on this.
Christ.
I'm sorry.
Good
but do we just see that catch?
Yeah, that was...
Can we slow that down and replay it?
I want that as like my screensaver.
It was like
that
the Olympic
is stunning.
Screensaver, all right, boomer.
Well, you don't have
what's
a screen that needs to be saved.
Screensaver.
Yeah, on
what,
your phone.
On your fucking PC anyway.
Well, your Windows 95.
I do wear it.
I love that back actually.
Hannah, what have you brought this week as your contribution?
Fuck.
Oh my god, I'll get it for you.
I just move.
Oh my god.
Right. Okay. Well, that wins, doesn't it?
Nice bit of
plugging. Is it a competition?
Nice bit of plugging.
Yeah, do we get a prize? Do I get a prize?
Is it a competition?
It could be voted so hun at the end.
Oh, fuck, that's going to win it, isn't it?
Safe on food. Yeah.
Well, I thought this was quite good, but I've kind of got on theme because I've bought in. And you can keep this, Gareth.
I can keep it.
Yeah.
Why does Gareth get to keep it?
Actually,
the lecturer doesn't.
Thank you so much. Better.
What is it first?
It is the one and only Christian Lacroix from Avon.
Oh my god.
It's one of the Avon stunning. Collection.
It's one of the Avon.
It smells like nostalgia and piss.
Oh, my favourite combination.
Yeah.
Oh, that's absolutely
fine. Yeah.
Oh, it's like we're all
that smells like
excuse me. That smells like men in a nightclub.
Yes, it
like
does.
Zubar.
It smells like men I used to fondle the balls of.
Ooh.
When they were wearing the trackies.
So is this a men's scent or a female scent?
It's a female scent.
It smells male.
But it smells so male.
Yeah.
Get it over here, let me have a sniff.
In the club.
Christian Lacroix Newt.
They just smell like
sounds very Shakespearean.
Oh, that's gone to the back of my throat.
Yeah,
that.
It's a lot, isn't it? It's not a feminine scent. That
give it a spritz.
What do you think of that?
That smells like club toilets.
Right.
And look at the gift.
That is stunning. So how long have you had that?
About 20 years.
20 years.
And I found it the other day, and I was like, I just can't throw it away. Something was telling me that I needed.
They never go
it.
Off, do they?
Well, I didn't want it to use it, but that I was like, oh god, the memories.
It can remind you of all the good times.
But because it was Avon, did you remember getting? I was an avid Avon collector. I thought Avon was the height.
Were
of
you ever an Avon lady?
I was.
Were you?
Oh my god!
She's a hustler.
Every
job in the fucking
world. I was. I just wanted to make money.
You're Northern,
I wasn't
on though,
summer's lady
you?
As well.
She's a grafter.
Yeah. I did on summer's parties as well.
Do you know what? I used to love those parties, and I was the only boy allowed to go to them.
Really? Aww. Is that when they like hand out dildos to the room?
Yeah. Come on, stick them on your nose.
Yeah. And you'd put up a little.
What?
And you'd put up a little rail. And you'd have all the little outfits on, so people go and try them on.
Oh, yeah,
that's like, amazing.
Oh, our Ray's gonna love this. Yeah, go on. And they'll be like, "It's 20% off, Sandy." Like, yeah, all right, I'll take that. I'll take the Aero Stats one as well.
Ray's in for a randy time tonight.
Yeah. Oh yeah,
good old Ray.
The Strongbow Summer of Greatness is now in full swing, and what better way to accompany this summer's hunting than Strongbow's brand newest flavoured ciders. We've got Tropical, a taste partnership of mangoes and pineapples. We've got Zest with the citrus vibes of oranges, lemons and limes. And we've got Strawberry. Well, with strawberries, of course. The question is, do you think Strawberry will be stunning, Tropical the tastiest, or Zest is best? The choice is yours. Over 18s only, please drink Strongbow responsibly. For more information, visit bedrinkaware.co.uk.
The scent that you've brought in brings us on nicely to this week's Hunstery Box. Now, every week on the podcast, what we do is we delve into the archives, the Hun archives, to find things from the past that have contributed to Hun culture today as we know it. Now, what I will say about this, girlies, is this is my favourite find that I've found there. Spent quite a lot of money on it.
Oh my God.
Okay, really quite pricey.
Do we get to know how much it was?
I'll tell you how much it was in a minute. But I'm going to hand this over to Electra, who is going to show us what is in this week's Hunstery box.
Okay, excited. No, so it feels like Christmas, doesn't it?
It is really like Christmas. Excited. You can't take it away. Well, you could maybe take it away. I don't know. See how I feel at the end of the podcast.
I don't know what's in this box.
I mean,
but
I'm giving you the
excited.
Oh my gosh.
I know you like this box, don't you?
I
definitely have had this.
Right, what's in the box this week? Shit, that was great TV, everyone. So, what's in the box this week, I hear you ask?
What's can we guess?
Oh, yeah, okay.
Yeah,
you can have a guess, go on.
I think, and I hope, it's one of the boxes that you used to get when you bought a Spice World the movie.
No.
No.
But it is close.
Really?
It is close.
Is it a spray?
Close? Show
does
what's
it begin
in the
with
box.
I?
So, yes. You are, this week, in the Hunstery box is the Spice Girls Impulse.
Oh my God.
Not
oh my God.
One.
Oh my God. Spice?
That is weird. Oh,
not one, but two.
Oh my God.
I fucking love this stuff.
Listen, honestly, right?
Oh
this,
my.
When you smell it, it's going to take you back to 1998.
Oh, I can't wait.
Oh my
I
God.
I can't smell anything. Fucking hell.
That is literally my youth.
That's given me chills.
Oh, has it?
Oh
good chills
God.
Or bad chills?
I don't know. Is that a different skin?
No, it's, no they, I clothes. Think these were the Jerry ones.
That's amazing.
Yeah, because it's ginger. It is the Jerry one, just
oh
so you know, because it's got the
God.
Ginger lid.
Honestly.
Oh, so, did they
what?
Have
this takes
you back.
Different
yeah,
colours.
I think they were all like different colours. I think the white one was baby or there was like a pink one.
They really fucking shafted us up the arsehole, didn't they?
Does this remind you of does this remind you of 1998 or what?
Yeah.
So let me tell you about these. So
well,
if you
I can't believe we got that. That's mad.
It's because you're paranormal.
Yeah, we're in sync.
Spooky. You think you know talking to him upstairs about
yeah.
this stuff.
Yeah.
Wow.
So yeah, this for anybody who doesn't know, for any like Gen whatever you are, who are not Gen, who are not millennials and, you know, boomers and what have you. This is the Spice Girls Impulse. Now, Spice Girls collaborated and had a product for everything back in the day, didn't they?
Yeah, chocolate bars.
Chocolate bars.
Photos. Do you remember the photos?
Yes, the photos. The Polaroid cameras.
Yes.
Oh
the
my
crisps.
God.
The rum packets
what
of crisps.
Yes.
They had something with Asda where they literally just every Asda product, they had custard creams.
Yes.
It was the Spice Girls pizza, wasn't there?
Yes.
Oh
yes.
My God.
There was the Spice Girls pizza, and I'm pretty sure that it was pizza bread with like grated cheese on and it said Spice, and if I remember rightly now this is going to say a lot about Victoria Beckham, but Victoria Beckham pulled it out of her mum's freezer recently, a Spice Girls pizza from 20 years ago. It had been in her mum's freezer. for 20 years.
She needs to do a clean the dirty bitch.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, freezer 20 years.
Yeah. And so the Spice Girls pizza, I was going to get the Spice Girls pizza, but I just thought, you know, a bit mouldy and all
I
that.
I don't recall a Spice Girls pizza.
So,
I promise you there is one.
From the pizza section at the
How
back.
How much were they?
Really?
So, yes. So I've been obsessed with Spice Girls Impulse and like bringing it back and keeping it in the consciousness of like hung culture for a while. And I thought, you know what? I'm going to see if I can find one. I didn't think I'd be able to find them. I thought, you know what? But these are full bottles. And I managed to get two. For how much do you reckon on eBay? How much do you reckon? Let's do a bit of a quiz.
You're saying this is like, I'm not going to lowball it. This costs you.
I mean,
right?
Are you saying this is a lot of money, or are you saying it's a lot of money compared to what they used to be? That.
Very that.
I'm going to say $17.99.
Oh, I'm going to go really high.
Go on.
I'm going to say £35.
78 quid.
£78?
Yes. For two?
For two? For two? So listen.
Sorry, I was very liberally spraying it there.
Yeah, no, listen, honestly.
That's at least £10.
Only the best for our guests. So I paid 78 quid. And they did say on the advert, they said that they were full. And I pressed the button on eBay, the buy now. And I thought, have I just been shafted for a bottle of, an empty bottle of...
Someone's like printed the logo on it.
Yeah.
And honestly, when I had a bit of a spray
at home.
That smell
is legit.
Yeah. That is.
When you smell it, you know it's real.
There are certain people out there that know exactly what that is. If that was I don't think anybody could shaft you with it because
it would be a very hard one.
So
yeah, but that does smell exactly
nobody
like my youth.
Other than a hun would know.
Yeah,
and you've done the smell test.
That is priceless.
Listen, there we are. So that is this week's Hunstery. It is the Spice Girls Impulse.
So have you bought two, one for me and one for Hannah?
I tell you what, because I like you girlies, I'm going to give you one.
Oh,
you
stop.
You can take that
it.
With you.
Thanks.
You can give that with
you. Can you
not
you,
each. Not oh. each.
I was going to say, well, I feel shocked.
I'll take this as a trade-off.
You get Christian and we get Spice.
Gee, thanks. Yes. Thanks, that's Hannah. Can't wait to hit the club this weekend. Wow.
Let's all go to Zubar.
Revs.
Here we are. On that note, we're going to move on to a bit of a deep dive on scents because I've been collecting some really random celebrity scents and they are on the table in front of you. Mm-hmm. And I thought that what we could do is we could have a little look at them and see if you can guess the celebrity from the scent. So you will we'll only have time to do a
I won't see the bottle.
You won't... What I've done is I've put stickers on there so that you can't see them, and then I've also put stickers on the bottle inside so you can't see them because I'm nice like that.
Okay.
Nobody's going to get past me.
Right.
So, Electra, do you want to choose one?
Oh, I do. I'm going to go for... Is it one that I know? I'm going to go for the red one. Susie, do you want to reach for that?
Because that was the one I was hoping you weren't going to go for.
Okay, thank you.
The red one. This is going to blow your mind.
Is it?
Okay, so any guesses what it could be?
It's quite heavy.
Is it just a red box?
Okay, no, the perfume's in there.
No, but I mean, like, can we just see the red box?
Wait, so...
Oh, we can look at the bottle?
Yeah,
you can look at the bottle. Take that bottle out.
What do you think it is? Don't look at the back. Don't look at the back.
Don't look at the back. Okay.
Spray it.
Ready?
Yeah.
It looks like it's going to be musky.
Oh my God.
Do you know it?
I do.
Go on.
But I don't know. That's
actually
not
right,
just like Estee Lauder's Beautiful.
It's
but
definitely
not
Estee Lauder's Beautiful.
What? Oh no, I know. I know exactly what it
Spray
is.
Spray it this way, Susie.
It smells like old lady.
Can you just actually pass it here so I can just see what the...
It's nice,
Just to confirm who it is.
Oh, I know that
Hannah,
smell.
Pass it down.
Sorry. Oh no!
What is it? I don't. Okay, I'm gonna make a good guess.
I do know what it is.
Is it a lady?
It's a lady. So this is a celebrity perfume.
They usually are.
No.
You say
Gary
that? Burroughs.
Yeah, Ronan Keating.
You say that?
Really?
Eau de Ronan.
He wouldn't like that. Oh, I know that scent.
Fuck! Who is it? Can you give
I'm
us like a clue?
It.
So it's a bit of a story behind this. This is a reality star who unfortunately is no longer with us.
Oh shit. Jade Goody.
It's the Jade Goody controversial.
Oh, wow.
Is it?
Yes.
It's Jade Goody's.
God bless her. She made a good perfume.
Yeah, she did. Hard. She did. Would you believe it though?
I don't actually mind that.
Would you... think that smells like old women.
Okay.
Smells like old powder.
I mean, this might not have aged well in the fermenting process as the Spice Girls Impulse. This might have changed scent in time.
God bless Jade Goody.
There's one more, and I think it's number 8 that I just want to touch on really, really quickly. Number 8, this one.
Okay.
this, you mentioned that it was mostly females who had perfumes. I'm pretty sure
this is a fella.
This is a fella.
This is definitely a fella.
This is a fella.
Okay. Yeah, it's very compact, very nice.
It is the one I'm thinking of, right?
Don't people like...
I didn't look, no. To be honest, I'm guessing.
People pay a lot of money to watch unboxing, don't
yeah.
they?
Yeah. Yeah, unboxing didn't
Do you reckon
work.
I could go into that? Yeah, that's my side, My side hustle as a cleaner, I could also...
But I think it's a man doing a woman's perfume, I think.
Okay, ready?
A man doing a woman's?
Yeah, so it's... You know, like Michael Kors would do a female fragrance.
Oh, right.
Oh, actually. Again, don't mind it.
I'm not sure about that one.
Spray it on my fingers.
Mind you, it's all merging into one big...
It smells like the last one.
So this is a man.
This is a man.
Pass it down. Make a good primer because it's quite sticky.
So it's a man for woman.
Yeah, I get that on my face.
Yeah.
Is it a heterosexual man?
Yeah, I think so.
Is he a perfumier?
Definitely not.
I just wouldn't trust any straight man.
Is it someone who was in Boyzone?
No, it's not Oda Ronan.
Is it Justin Timberlake?
It's not Justin Timberlake.
Is he British or American?
He's Canadian.
Justin Bieber.
Justin Trudeau.
Justin Trudeau, the French.
I would smell that.
Justin's just been
I've got no idea.
It's Michael Bublé.
No.
I think it is. The Huns do love Michael Bublé.
This was only stocked at Asda, though. You know what I mean?
Wow.
It's called By Invitation Rose Gold. And I'm pretty sure we've got the box. I'm pretty, pretty sure that on the back it'll say that it's.
I actually don't mind that, you know.
He's actually got a website, michaelbubleperfume.com.
How much does that retail at?
I wonder if it's
£25.
20 quid, yeah.
The existence of the Michael Bublé website implies that there are more perfumes in this collection.
Which is terrifying. What's that red? Can we just quickly? What's that red one?
This one.
Because I really recognise that.
Katy Perry.
It was called Diamond. Was that Beyonce?
No, that was Heat.
That's Brit, isn't it?
That's Britney. Diamond is Giorgio Armani, and Diamond is definitely a Hun fragrance.
That is definitely Hun.
All the girls wore that.
Yes,
We'll leave this section by telling you, reminding everybody that Katie Price's fragrance was called Stunning. Stunning by Katie Price.
Stunning.
God love her.
Now, Electra, we have had some submissions, some contributions from our listeners this week where we asked them to tell us about hunting in their lives. So it could be anything. It could be something that happened last week, or a core memory, or a person, or something that they think is so Hun. So Electra, what have you got for us this week?
Right, this week, Stan Woodward says that forks and olives are so Hun. Do you agree?
Sorry.
This is so...
Hang on.
I'm having a fever dream.
I'll do it again. Stan Woodward...
Stan
Woodburn.
Woodward says that forks and olives are so Hun. Do you agree? Right.
In the absence of a toothpick, is that what you're saying?
No, but is it a brand of pubs like Slug and Lettuce? Oh. Do you know what I mean?
Fork and olive.
Meet us at the Fork and Olive for a pint.
Or, as Gareth said to me yesterday, like, is it like forks and olives?
Or a fork in the olive.
Stan is not a Hun name, is it? It's all Stan. I love that Stan's embracing is in a Hun.
Yeah.
I don't like olives, so I'm going to bow out of this.
Would you like an olive, Kylie?
Yeah,
I love olives.
What I'm imagining is Stan at a picnic with his, like, he's brought a fork along and he's gone into the little M&S pot. Yeah.
Oh,
fork.
I'd be fuming if Stan stuck his fork in my olive.
Yeah.
Like, they're
in
my olive,
special
Stan.
Fork. You'd be like, fuck his fork. Better than his sausage fingers dipping in, though.
Yeah.
Stan,
please can you get in touch with us again and elaborate a little bit more what you mean, because we're quite confused by it. Electra, what else you got for us?
So Ben O'Neill says that asking what time Asda is at... So Ben O'Neill says asking what time Asda is open tomorrow on Facebook is so Hun.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, 100%.
I think Facebook in general is so Hun.
Yeah.
Yeah, 100%. 100%?
So many Hun.
100%.
I can't, my brain just shut down then because of all the things that go through my mind when I think about Facebook ones. Like, what time school open tomorrow? Is school closed for the kids tomorrow? Yeah, so we'll let me know.
The kiddies.
When, kiddies, yeah. When it snows, Facebook shuts down.
Yeah.
The Huns are all like going, do, 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 do.
That is definitely so, hun.
Yes.
And finally, anything else?
Mrs. Hinch's books are so hun, according to one of the Hunsnet community.
Yeah, we're talking who? About, yeah.
Mrs. Hinch. You know the cleaner.
It's cleaning again, isn't yeah. it? Cleaning oh Mrs.
God,
Hinch.
I'm back round. I don't know who Mrs. Hinch is. And I'm a cleaner.
Listen. do you like all the home aesthetics on Instagram?
No, it's not. I follow pasta and skincare.
Yeah. Get in touch with us via our Instagram page. The link is in the bio. If you have spot some hunting or if you think of something that is so hun that you'd love for us to chat on the pod, get in touch. So it's come to the time of the show where we recap on everything that we've spoken about and we decide what is so hun for the week. So if you'll take you back to the top of the show, we spoke about ghost hun outfits, dying in a jeans and a nice top and coming back to haunt other people in 100 years time and looking so hun. We spoke about Kim Woodburn kitchen cleaner and other cleaning products are available. But you only when you want
exclusively at Poundland.
And summer's parties, definitely hun. Michael Bublé scent and celebrity scents in general. The Spice Girls impulse and stunning. Facebook. So let's take a vote. What do you think has been so hun this week, Electra?
To be honest, my mind's everywhere because of all the perfume. Mm. But I'm going to go with the outfit you die in is so hun, like jeans and a nice top. I'd love to die in this dress, to be honest.
You've died in that dress many times on our interview shows.
That's true. Dark fruits dress. What about you, Susie? What do you think?
Ooh, I think for me, it's a Spice Girls impulse spray. That is taking me right back. That is that's the honeyest thing I've seen in my life.
Yeah.
In recent times. Hannah?
I completely agree. It's the Spice Girls impulse. Mainly for the price. Like, you've got to guess
that. We've got to get some content out of this. Yeah. We are going to crown Spice Girls Impulse so hun this week. So it's time for Spice Girls Impulse to take a bow.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, well done.
And you can take you honestly you can have that can.
Oh my
honestly.
Gosh.
Thank you.
That singular can.
Yeah. Singular can.
Just the one.
Well, huns, it's come to the end of the show. Thanks for coming along.
Thank you.
Have you had a nice time?
Oh, it's been gorgeous.
Just gorgeous. Too short.
I want to
get high off all these perfumes. I'm buzzing.
Before we go, though, tell us what's coming up for you. I know you're off to Edinburgh soon, right?
We've just finished the first leg of our tour. We've got a few more dates that have just been announced, and we're going to Edinburgh from the 13th to the 25th every night.
Yeah, every night at 11 p.m.
Yeah.
So when the clock strikes midnight, we're all going to get haunted in Edinburgh. So come and check us out.
Yeah,
let's all get haunted at midnight.
Yeah, let's get haunted.
And where can people get the tickets?
They can get them from the link in our bio on Instagram.
Yeah,
we also are doing stand-up gigs separately.
Is that because you don't like each other?
We don't. We've had enough of each other. No, we spend. I see you more than anyone else.
Yeah, more than your own boyfriend. Yeah.
You're going to make it a Facebook official soon.
Yeah, should actually.
Yeah, in a relationship with.
But yeah, anywhere on Instagram, the link to the tickets is there.
Yeah, go and check out that show there. Now, before we go, I heard that you've got a honey ghost story that you want to tell us. You're going to leave us on a honey ghost story.
Oh, yeah. Okay, so basically, there's a singer songwriter called Brocard, and she recently got married to a ghost called Eduardo.
Yeah,
Brocard. Mm. Yeah,
is this real?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, as is the ghost husband, and she had a full-on wedding and everything, and then he cheated on her, and she divorced him, and now she's gone to Romania to speak to some witches to find new ways of finding a ghost lover.
Well, I tell you what, Brocard sounds like one of the girlies, and we wish her all the best in her new endeavours.
Brocard Mountain.
So thanks so much for joining us. We love ghost hunts, and keep checking out the podcast, which is out every week. So you can watch our podcast and then watch ghost hunts and have a full couple of hours of hunting every week.
Gorge.
Every week. But before we go, we always leave with a hunspirational quote from the gorgeous Electra Fence.
Oh, well, I saw this one on Facebook once. If you don't make it in your 20s, you can make it in your 30s. If you don't make it in your 30s, you can make it in your 40s. If you don't make it in your 40s,
you die.
No, you can make it in your 50s. Basically, you can make it whenever you want to make it, baby.
So that brings us to the end of another episode of That's So Hun as part of the Strongbow Summer of Greatness. Make sure you follow in at Strongbow UK on all your socials for exclusive Summer of Greatness content and to find out how you can get tickets to the Take a Bow brunches. Oh yeah, and make sure you join us at Fabuloso in the Park at Brighton and Hove's Pride in August. We'll see you there, huns. Over 18s only, please enjoy Strongbow responsibly. For more information, visit bedrinkaware.co.uk.